Populism is an ideology that, in simple terms, gives more power to the people of a country. This sounds good, but it can also divide a society into a very us versus them mentality. Populism commonly exists in three forms: a populist political party, a populist leader, and a populist movement. In this ideology, on one side, you have the people. They are depicted as the underdogs, or the 99%. They are seen as morally just and being taken advantage of by the other side, the wealthy elite. The elite can come in various forms, be they political, economic, or societal. The elite are presented as a single evil entity that aims to put their own needs and the needs of foreign groups ahead of the people's. This division of sides is a perfect narrative for populist leaders to pitch their political message. Since populism is all about appealing to the people, it can be commonly seen in both left and right-wing politics. We can see populist trends all over the world. For example, in 2016, when the United Kingdom voted to leave the European Union, Brexit, it was viewed by the right wing as a victory for the people. But populism also gives rise to more extreme movements. This can be seen in the alarming rise of ultra-nationalist and alt-right groups, all of which have strong anti-immigration views. That's not to say that populism is all bad. Populism can also bring with it the benefit of getting more of the public involved and feeling represented in politics. This can be viewed as a truer form of democracy, a society in which the will of the people is not just heard, but is also a key part of shaping politics.